Hello?
Oh, this is Rob. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Rob.
That was weird. I apologize for my not paying attention to the schedule. I'm traveling, and I had a 12:30, and now I'm sure it was at 12:15, and I missed it. So it's my fault.
Not a problem at all. Sounds as though you've still got holding on to that head cold.
Well, yeah, I've got terrible allergies, and it's annoying and makes me a little less happy every day, but I'm doing fine. Anyway, let's get on to what's on your mind. What can I help you with today?
Well, I think we were going to do a recap. One of the things that's happened, like, in the last month, Kelly's leaving us, and today's her last day, so she's in here as well, but she's moving to another branch, and we have a new CSA who's in here with us right now as well, Thomas.
Okay, Thomas, welcome.
Thank you, Rob. How are you?
Good, good. Kelly, sorry to see you leaving, but I know you'll be on to good things.
And we also have a couple guys in the FAA program here as well with us too. Bruce.
Oh, okay.
So I think you've talked to us. I think you've heard mm-hmm. Bruce before.
Yes.
And Jose as well.
Okay, great.
So we have a full house.
All right, that's great. Well, welcome. Okay, so summing up, and you've gone through the 12 weeks. You've organized yourself. You segmented your practice. And you should, we hope, have an active acquisition strategy going on. So kind of give me an update and summary of segmentation, organization, and acquisition.
Okay, so I guess I'll start. Segmentation, part of our plan was to move accounts over to Bruce and also to Jose, and one of the, Bruce has had a challenge because there's a problem with his licensing here, and Bob is still working on that, so that's kind of in limbo. So we're just kind of working through that process. So we still have a bunch of accounts, in our number, but, hopefully we can get this resolved pretty soon. I think, what are we up to in Supernova? I think we have about 70 that are scheduled and they have folders. Probably, we're going to include, I want to guess like 25 to 50 more, over the next month. But I would say like 80% of the 70 are, that we're on regular calls with them. So that's been going pretty good. acquisition part, I would say is pretty much non-existent. We are doing a dinner next week. A lot of times we ask clients to bring their friends, which we haven't done this.
Done this all year.
Yeah. But other than that, we're not really doing much in acquisition. What was the middle thing you asked?
Well, segmentation, organization, and acquisition. So you're organized in the sense of you're calling 70 clients. So that's the answer to that question.
Okay.
Now, in terms of acquisition, is it the fact that we have been working on organization and calling clients and getting set up in terms of time management? What's the deal there?
I would say yes and yes. We've been so focused on getting our arms around the smooth transition with the clients with regards to folders and the set time and all of that on top of, you know, getting a schedule so that it's not overwhelmed in 1 week with reviews and or calls, and just getting that arms around it. And so now we're so much more confident about how we have it all set up, as well as getting good client feedback on how they kind of are sitting waiting for that phone call at 10 o'clock. And so now we're getting prepared to be able to move on to the COI type of meetings and moving on to acquisitions.
Okay, so in terms of revenues, has Supernova added to your revenues? And is it a part of gathering more assets?
I would say that's too early to tell.
I would say no.
You know, I think we started making calls maybe 2 months ago. In March, so I think it's too early to tell about that. I know it feels a lot more organized, and I feel good about the process. But I wouldn't say that it's increased business, per se.
What kind of timeframe, Rob, have you seen with the teams just adopting the strategy before they start to feel that bump up in revenue?
Well, technically, you guys should be feeling it now. And the reason I brought it up was to ask, you know, just ascertain that, because usually clients are, look, the reality is, you know, it was so weird. We had these surveys that said, you know, bigger producers spend more time with their clients and do more business. It's like, oh, big whoops. You know, that's like revelation. Well, of course they do. Bigger producers spend more time with their clients and do more business with their clients because they spend more time with them. So, I mean, Supernova by its nature gets people to spend more time with their clients, and therefore we should be doing more business. Now, it usually comes from consolidating assets, and it comes from regular client contact. When you client, I mean, I just had a team on, and they said, we're doing more business because clients have got, you know, like 8 things on their agenda that we need to get done, because we, you know, and that may be because they weren't calling their clients that much. And now they're calling them, and clients are like, yeah, I got to get this mortgage, and I got to do this, and I got to do that. So they may be, you know, more the norm, and you guys may have already done financial planning and done the business with the clients, you know, so there's very little new business to be done because you've done a good job, and that's good. That's fine.
Well, there's another thing as well. You know, if I had to answer that question again, I would definitely say that we've uncovered more managed money opportunities. And so I know every week we've been either adding to their, you know, to the portfolio management program as we've been moving along. So money's going into, because obviously I think we grew just in the last 2-3 months. We've gone up about $5 million in managed assets. So, you know, you don't see that right away because that's spread out over 12 months.
Sure, yeah. But you feel it. You can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the other one is bringing in assets that are away from you. If you guys have done a great job and brought in all the assets that are away from you, you're not going to gather that much in terms of new assets. And that may be a testament to your efficiency up to this point. You're just more efficient, which is good. Which is good.
Cover things. But I think that actually seeing revenue bump up or assets to the firm bump up is only you've been identifying it because we've been just doing the financial plans. And, you know, so next month, maybe we can tell you a better answer to that.
Okay. All right. Good. No, that's good. Now, the other piece is the actual focus on acquisition, which again can't happen if you're absolutely, you know, up your elbows and alligators getting Supernova up and running. So, but this, you know, at this point, you're pretty much up and running except for 25 to 50 new clients, which is still a lot of work, though. That's a ton of work. And, yeah. But,
they're kind of borderline whether they even qualify for Supernova. So, you know, like I would say that we really wanted to concentrate on our top 50 because those were really, you know, 80% of our revenue. So
right.
we've accomplished that piece of it, but now it's really the, you know, do we include somebody that's, you know, where revenues are between $5,000 and $10,000, you know? And it's just kind of one of those decisions whether we do that or not.
We've got two issues that you've got to determine. One is the idea of integrity of your brand. So when you go out and you market yourself as a Supernova team, you say, this is what we give, then that is, in fact, what you should give. You know, multi-generational planning, 12 scheduled appointments, 4 reviews, 2 of them in person, and rapid response to their problems. 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. If you don't do that for 50 clients, well, then that's a question of, you know, are you, you know, is that, you know, are you compromising somewhat your integrity? And so the reality is you're protected. You did the important thing, which was kind of the emergency room thing. Get the clients that are paying the bills into the system so they get a great experience, and frankly, they won't leave, okay? So we're protecting them. We've secured them. Now the question is, on the marginal ones, do we want to take the time to service them so that we have integrity, but we just lost acquisition time?
Right.
So this is always a challenge. My suggestion would be to give them Supernova service to the point where you absolutely hate it. Okay? And then give them away.
Right.
Okay, so that you have the integrity, and you prove to yourself that it's really hard work. They're not worth it.
Right.
Let's just focus on the people, and it'll also keep you from bringing in small accounts.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the big traps of Supernova is that, you know, people like it, they want you, and they'll want people to refer to you. But they'll send you small accounts, and that will completely jam up your system. So I would rather see you jam up your system a little bit in order to
aggravate.
Really understand that this is one model, one level of service, A clients, and if we don't have A clients, they go to somebody else. And that way, you really have the integrity, and you understand the process. And so you're not going to take somebody that doesn't pay you your minimum fee.
Right.
Okay? So that's what I would do. And the other thing is you really sort of cleanse your system in terms of if you add the other 50, you're going to find out what you've got. And if there's somebody in there that can add assets, great, and bring them up to your minimum. And if they can't, then you're going to really understand that this is not a person that should get Supernova, shouldn't get your service model. So
right.
that would be the way. And you guys, I mean, you don't have, you know, you technically, you don't have a capacity problem. You should be able to handle 50 more clients.
I think so. Yeah.
That would be my recommendation. Go ahead and add those 50 clients and see. And if they're not there, then I would encourage you to reaffirm them.
Right.
Yeah, we've been hearing you say that for the past couple of months, and now you know what? I think we're starting to hear you, Rob.
Well, you know my five-time rule. It's not your problem until I've told you five different ways.
Okay, I don't know how much number we're on, but we're starting to get the gist of that and starting to lay out a plan as to the next step. Now that we've got our big clients all taken care of and we feel comfortable, we also organize or understand the organization better. It's more comfortable to take that step.
Yeah, the reality is it's everybody falls into the same trap here. Everybody wants to create an A group and a B group and a C group. And in reality, then you become just like everybody else. Everybody that's organized in our industry is pretty much organized around A clients, B clients, C clients, D clients. And to me, that's just putting off, it doesn't create a consistent client experience. It's not right for the clients. Everybody deserves to be somebody's A client, get that great service, and it hurts your own personal integrity. You can't really go out and enthusiastically and definitively market yourself as giving financial plan 1242 and rapid response to every client. Because, you know, you have trouble lying. I mean, that's the truth. And so you don't market it. You don't market it the same way. But if you make up your mind you're going to have every client 1242, then you go out. You tell your story. You say, look, Mr. CPA, if you refer somebody to us, this is what they're going to get. No questions asked. And therefore, you are much more committed. You sound more committed. You sound like you're proud of what you're doing. And you sound unique. Unique in the market. Not just like everybody else. And it's so important. If you're never going to bring in another client, you're never going to meet with another center of influence, then you could do A clients and B clients. But when you're out there creating a brand, then you have to have brand integrity. And you have to make yourself different in a very crowded market. So I recommend having the integrity to give everybody 1242. So
that's where we kind of are now, is looking now at the next set of who should be supernova worthy. And also we just got folders in for Center of Influence. So we're starting to put a list together as to who we think would be Center of Influence supernova worthy. So that's where we are now. So the next 30 days, that's where our focus is going to be.
Well, even because we haven't addressed the we haven't done the butlers, really. So what would you recommend that we work on next?
I think you can do both. I mean, this is you know, the genius of the end versus the tyranny of the or. You do one new client, 1242, and one center of influence. One client, one center of influence. One client, one center of influence. So you can do both.
Okay.
So it isn't that hard. You just, you know, do the morning clients, the afternoon centers of influence. So, you know, you can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, you know, we have this 5-step process for centers of influence. Do you guys understand that and why you do it? Why you would take the time?
I remember we talked about it. I'm sure I can find it in my book.
Okay.
Yeah, can you go, you want to go over it again?
Well, I think it's very important to understand that this is an educational process. Just like educating your clients, people say, well, my clients don't always want 1242. I said, it's an educational issue. You didn't want to give 1242 when you started. You know, so you had to be educated. You had to understand the value of what you're doing. And they have to learn the value of why a monthly call makes sense. And the same thing is true of a center of influence. They are not used to this. They won't understand it. It's going to take some time for them to understand it and to learn the value. So it's a training issue.
And what, training takes, let me ask you a question, Rob, since you brought that up.
Yep.
Why does it make sense for the client that doesn't think that they need it every month?
Because they didn't understand why they needed a double latte, Starbucks, you know, half whatever they drink now, okay? Before, they just drank coffee. Now they want a double latte with, you know, skim milk, coconut milk, and 2 sugars. Meaning they got educated. Their palate got educated. They understand now that there's a different taste. And it's a better cup of coffee than what they had before. And so they don't know what 1242 is. So when they say, well, I don't need it, well, of course they don't need it. They don't need to drive a beautiful Mercedes. A Ford will get them there. But once you drive that Mercedes, you understand the difference. They don't understand the difference between multi-generational planning with full implementation of that planning process through 12 scheduled appointments compared to what they're getting now. Okay? So you've got to you've got to demonstrate it to them. You've got to create value for them.
Right.
So that's where the 24-month calendar comes in. Okay, so you've got to have that calendar robust, ongoing, with a real interesting educational piece for them and help them to identify issues in their life, whether they be personal issues or family issues or whatever, that your golden Rolodex can help them with. Because you're a problem solver. You're not just a financial advisor. You're a connector. You help them connect to people they need to know to solve their problems. So they will see you as different from anything else they've ever heard of as a financial advisor. Because you're a life advisor, not just a financial advisor.
Good stuff, man. Keep rolling.
That's a lot. Analogy, that's for sure. Mr. Clyde, you're now going to become a latte, not just a hot black.
Right. You're gonna experience something, you know, nobody understands first class or a private jet until they fly in it. And then they're like, wow, I want that, you know?
Yeah,
so that's what we're giving them. And, of course, people that can't afford it don't see the value because their complex, their situations are so simple.
Yeah.
person with a $500,000 rollover does not need Supernova. Okay? Sorry. They're going to take their distributions and they're going to, that's it. There's nothing more complicated in their life. They don't need estate planning. But a person with $25 million needs Supernova.
Right.
So that's the point. The point is that people that can drive a private jet and appreciate the value of a Mercedes have complicated situations financially and need you.
Yeah. No, and it's one of those really important things, you know, like, you know, things that we don't necessarily communicate to the client, you know, that we are problem solvers and that we are life advisors. So, I mean, that's really our role with our best clients. So I'm not so sure that we communicate that real well to others.
Well, it's a huge point. I mean, one of the things you do is you solve problems and you reduce stress. I mean, think about what 1242 does. Think about a financial plan plus 1242. Think about the amount of stress it reduces. People's biggest worry is they're going to run out of money. You do a financial plan, and you contact them monthly and tell them they're okay. Keep them in the market.
Let me interrupt you back too, because the last two Supernova calls, they all came out and said they wanted the reassurance again. They wanted to hear it again. So it was pretty amazing that... And one woman said to me, I just need to hear it from you that everything's going to work out.
Not outsetting her money.
Exactly.
It's huge.
It is.
People suffer from lots of different illnesses. One of them is anxiety. Okay?
Yeah.
And as we get older, does our anxiety get greater or less?
Well, for me, I have no stress, but for everybody else, I think you get more stressful.
Right. I mean, just think about your parents and how silly you thought they were because they wanted to be at the airport 2 hours early, right?
Yeah.
But now I'm my parents and I want to be at the airport 2 hours early because I don't want the stress of worrying about whether I make a flight or not, you know?
Yep, that's me.
So we do not, as we age, our ability to handle stress becomes actually less. Okay, so we want less stress because we have more anxiety. It's like everything else in our abilities to handle things, we become less strong. And so our average client is 65. So their anxiety about life is greater than the person 45. So we, as financial advisors, part of our job is to reduce their stress. And with the monthly, everything is okay, is incredibly valuable to them. Because all they hear all day on every news channel is, everything is horrible. Sell everything, get out of the market, and everything is terrible. And our biggest job in our whole life is to keep people in the market. But everybody's trying to get them out. So if we can just keep them in the market for their whole life is good for them. And they'll do much better. So, I mean, that's about as simple as it is. There's a million other things, like coaching issues, helping them with their child, helping them with the psychology, helping them with a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a child psychologist, the right orthodontist, you know, just giving them the benefit of your golden Rolodex can be huge for them in terms of helping them with whatever's going on in their life.
I also think I have clients who are kind of pushing back on the 1242. It's just started and have the redundancy of it for kind of meld into their regular way of doing things. Even if it's just a call and say, hi, how are you? And just to kind of get that as a regular thing. And but not many have pushed back, just a couple of them who are thinking it's not necessary. That,
What I'd like you to do is work on developing 6 centers of influence. Okay? And now visualize over the next 10 years, 6 top centers of influence that you meet with on a monthly basis and are regularly referring to you. What that would look like 10 years from now, and what those relationships would be like. Think of those relationships better than any relationship you have now with your best clients. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's what the future would be for you. But you have to dedicate time and effort in the building of that. And no one is willing to do that in our industry, except the very few, the enlightened, and the biggest producers. Everybody else is not willing to do it.
Okay, speaking of that.
Because they're busy. They're really busy. I'm busy. I can't do it. I'm sorry I didn't do it. I'm sorry I didn't do it. I'm sorry I didn't do it. I'm too busy. Well, what? I mean, think about it. 10 years from now, if you do it now, what's that going to look like? It's going to be amazing. It's going to be some of your best friends giving you business, not because, you know, because they want to, because they know you, they like you, and they want to help you. You got to make those friendships now. You got to make those relationships now. And they don't come from, gee whiz, I gave him 2 referrals and he's not giving me any. That's not a relationship. These are real relationships that take time and effort to build, like you make any friendship. That's what I'm talking about here. So look at what you have now and see which ones would be good friends, could be friends of yours that you'd like to spend time with. And if not, then meet new people and ask the question, can you enthusiastically endorse your CPA? I just had the previous group say, you know what, I asked one of my best clients that question, and she said, no, I need a new one. Well, what a great opportunity, right? What a great opportunity to refer to somebody that is enthusiastically endorsed. So it's CPAs, attorneys, family attorneys, business brokers, commercial realtors, residential realtors, top-end people. People that refer and their clientele matches your clientele. So that's what we want to do. So look back over the 5-step process. 5 steps, so you meet with them, decide if they fit, if it's going to be a good match. Go meet their team, take your team to meet their team, and their team meet your team. Then teach them the enthusiastically endorsed model, and then begin. The next step meeting is beginning your regular monthly meetings. And don't be scared or be upset or discouraged by the fact that it takes time. You're planting seeds that will germinate. Some of them won't work. Some of them will die. But the ones that grow will be amazing. My brother generated half his business from one CPA that loved him. Gave his biggest client, a $30 million client, is giving business all the time. So it takes time, but it's worth it.
Okay. Next month is going to be spent looking back at our list and creating our super little people yet still. Anybody as a butler, and then also thinking about our 6 centers of influence.
That's it. Perfect. Okay, guys, I apologize for the time mix-up, my fault. And knock it dead. Knock it dead this month.
All
right. Okay.
Talk to you in a month. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, this is Jeff.